Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with a news briefing. Police have charged a 36-year-old man following alleged incidents in Ipswich and Brisbane this month. Officers believe he was involved in a Springfield Lakes armed break and enter and that he sparked a PSP8 Oxley last week. A woman has died on the Gold Coast after allegedly breaking into a home at Tugan this morning. Early investigations indicate she entered the duplex around 1:30 a.m. and was restrained by the residents and later found unresponsive by police. Detective Inspector Chris Ahern says detaining someone is risky and it's best to leave that to the authorities.
Restraining someone can be unpredictable and can produce unpredictable medical outcomes. We don't encourage people to do it if they find intruders on their property. We encourage them to immediately contact Triple O and seek the assistance of police.
Meanwhile, Gold Coast cops are also investigating the assault of a 17-year-old on the Southern GC this morning. It's understood she was running along the Pirate Park walking track at Palm Beach when a man wearing a black hood jumper attempted to grab her twice. She managed to escape and raise the alarm with a nearby person who then contacted police. Police are urgently seeking our help to locate 62-year-old Jeffrey Haywood, who was reported missing from the Logan area this morning. More info can be found on the My Police website. And the state government's second housing roundtable commenced this arvo, with the Premier proposing to limit rent increases to once a year. The Dolphins have already been linked to Raiders star Jack Whiten hours after news he plans to test his value on the open market. Fox Sports reports he has spoken to officials at the NRL New Boys about the potential to join them for the next season. Meanwhile, the Broncos don't need reminding the threat West Tigers face ahead of Saturday night's tussle. The Tigers might be winless this season, but back rower Jordan Ricci says they beat the Bronx last year, ending their finals hopes.
They're a dangerous side, and you know, these guys definitely taught us a lesson last year.